This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Rolling along here from inside the Miami Media School, Sports Bosses, SB Nation Radio. Thanks to Russell Baxter for hanging out with us. Podcastarena.com/sportsbosses, where you can catch all our shows, all our guests, including our next guest who joins us on the Rocket Mortgage guest line, brought to you by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. She's a writer for SB Nation, and she spent some time with somebody that I really want to talk about, Chris Long of the Philadelphia Eagles, not so much for his going to back-to-back Super Bowls with two different teams. He was a member of the Patriots last year. But what he's done off the field, he's donating his whole year's salary to charity. So we bring in Charlotte Wilder to talk about that. Charlotte, you got to spend some time with Chris this season. First of all, good morning. And just tell us about your time with Chris and the work he's doing for the community of Charlottesville, Virginia.
For those who might not be aware, I wrote a profile of Chris Long. I spent the day with him that he announced he'd be giving away not only scholarships to his private high school in Charlottesville, which he funded with his first 6 game checks, but the last 10 game checks also to educational equality in the 3 cities he played in. So St. Louis with the Rams, Boston with the Patriots, and now Philly with the Eagles. And it was just really cool because here's a guy who, you know, has had a long career in the NFL. He's 32. He had some disappointing seasons with the Rams, but put up some, you know, incredible numbers. Like, I think one year he had 13 sacks. And then went to the Patriots because he wanted to win. He played more of a sort of situational role there. Belichick used him, I think, on maybe, like, one or two every 4 downs on defense. And after that, he wanted to sort of get back to a role where he could have play a little bit more of a bigger part on a team and sign with Philadelphia. And, you know, at the time, everyone was sort of like, well, why would you do that? You know, like, Here's a guy who won a Super Bowl. He's with the best team. He could have just stayed or retired at 32. And so I spent the day with him, and he was saying that he was having a great season and he wanted to get back to that and play a bigger role. And I think because he felt that he'd had such a long career, and, you know, with all the players protesting social injustice, he wanted to, he put his arm around his teammate Malcolm Jenkins as Malcolm raised his fist during the national anthem. But he felt that a gesture like that would be hollow if he didn't put his money where his mouth is. So ended up donating his entire year's salary to programs to benefit at-risk youth in educational equality. So just really coming from a super genuine place, a really good guy, and it was a real privilege to sort of get to see that this is so genuine.
Yeah, and Charlotte, you could follow Charlotte on Twitter at the Wilder Things, and we'll definitely retweet on our Twitter account at the Sports Bosses your article with Chris. And Chris is an interesting cat, Charlotte, because he's Howie Long's son. So it's not like he grew up in the mean streets of anywhere. Here's a kid that's had money and yet is so in tune with, you know, the wrongs that are happening in the world. You mentioned how he put his arm around Malcolm Jenkins when he's putting his fist up. You know, taking what Kaepernick started, which I think is I think the key to this, and giving back. I mean, the guy was helping fund wells in Africa so they could have clean water. Where does all this come from? Where does this knowledge and this appreciation for giving back come from?
You know, he credits it a lot. Yeah, I should say even before this year, for years now, he's had the Chris Long Foundation and an organization he started called Water Boys, where after he climbed Kilimanjaro a few years ago and was so inspired by, was so moved by sort of the lack of drinking water there and saw that an easy fix, you know, you can get a lot of bang for your buck by donating these wells. And so he got a roster of other players, his brother Kyle included, who plays for the Bears, and has raised a ton of money. I think they're up to 26 wells, which each serve, you know, like between 7,000 and 10,000 people. I mean, he's changing lives. And so this year was sort of was another a way that he felt he could help it at home. And I think that it comes from, you know, he did certainly grow up with privilege, but, you know, he feels that he didn't give his education as much attention as he wished he did. I think he thinks that he was given all of this, these opportunities and, you know, could have studied harder or could have taken more advantage of them, and wants to be sure that kids who don't have the privileges he had grow up with that. And he credits a lot of that to football, you know, being in such diverse locker rooms and having friendships with people who come from all different walks of life but have been brought together by this game. And it's just really, really cool to see someone who takes all that to heart and then actually, you know, and so many of these players doing stuff. You know, Malcolm Jenkins himself has great foundations. Kaepernick has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, players are doing a lot, and I think that Chris just felt he had to.
So I guess my question is, how come the attention, they don't get as much attention on these foundations and everything that they do for good, whereas it seems like the negative gets shined brighter? Why doesn't more focus go on what the good that these players are doing with their foundations?
That's a great question. I think because that's not quite as sensational. You know, that the headline, like, player does good thing is, unless you have, you know, sort of a tear-jerky, heartwarming story, it's less incendiary than saying, like, these players are ruining the game, you know, and that's so too bad to me. I think that part of the reason I was so thrilled to get to tell the story, and I was so grateful and honored that Chris trusted me to do so and hang out with him, was that this is a good story, you know, like, not only in terms of a narrative, right, but, like, he's doing something incredible, and so many other players are. And, you know, I'm going to be out in Minneapolis and for the Super Bowl, and that's something that I'd really like to highlight. Like, look at all these players who have foundations. And I think that there are publications that have picked that up. I know SB Nation has focused on that a lot, but someone the other day I was talking to, you know, a friend at a birthday party or something was like, well, you know, players don't really do that much outside of the league. And I was like, that could not be farther from the truth. And I really think it's crucial that they get more credit because they really deserve it.
Wasn't that short? Why don't the players, I guess, make their voice heard that this is what I'm doing when this happens? Because you don't even with, like, this instance here, none of the players actually said, okay, maybe I'm protesting, you know, not that they're protesting the national anthem, but during that time they could be like, well, look at all the foundation I'm doing. And they didn't take that step there. Do you think there's a disconnect there with the players?
No, I actually think you're wrong. I think they do push their foundations a lot. If you look at any of their Twitter accounts, any of their social media, they're constantly plugging it, saying, like, here's what I'm doing. Here's this photo of me doing it. Here's the link that you can donate. Like, I actually think that's not true. And I think it's a problem that's not known more. And I think that that's on the media to kind of to pick that up.
Talking to Charlotte Wilder, writer for SB Nation. She did a great piece spending a day with Chris Long, who, as we're finding out, is donating his whole year's salary to charitable equality and education, setting up scholarship funds in Charlottesville, Virginia. Charlotte, when the whole Kaepernick thing blows up, for good or for bad, mm-hmm. whatever side you're on it, I think the one thing that I take from this is, here's a guy who basically said, listen, service above yourself is what we need to be focusing on. Let's take the fact that we're a name, we've got money, and let's redirect that. And I think it made it so more of a, instead of just putting your name to something, get in there and get your hands dirty. I think that's, to me, the legacy that I'm trying to take out of this Kaepernick thing, and that's when I see Chris Long putting his hand around an African-American teammate, getting in there and donating a year's salary. I think – I don't want to say he made it cool because that kind of takes away from it, but I think what he said is, guys, we got to do much more than just put your name on something. You got to get your hands dirty in this.
You know, I think that that's not something, I don't think Chris would want to take that credit. He's very, very careful to say, look, you know, a lot of these black players and players from communities or places that were not as privileged have been doing this for a long time. And he is very careful not to, you know, he knows that as a white player, you know, the way that our society is, he's going to get amplified more. And he's very careful to walk a fine line between talking about it and between making sure that he puts his teammates whose communities are affected, who've been doing this work for forever, are front and center. And that's something that I really appreciated about him, and that, you know, in talking to his old teammates like Marty Bennett, who was saying, you know, here's a guy who really is careful to put his players who are most knowledgeable about this front and center.
Yeah, and maybe I didn't explain myself properly. What I meant was that Kaepernick has been putting the onus on other on all players, not just, you know, Chris Long or anything like that, to say, hey guys, you know, I want you guys to get in there, and I want you guys to do these things. And as a player, like the way I think, I would be, if I got Chris Long sitting next to me doing these things, then I'm sort of thinking to myself, well, what can I do? Where am I from? Mm-hmm. Where are my roots? How can I give back to my community? And I think ultimately that's the goal for all this stuff, because these players have an incredible platform that they need to, you know, they're almost obligated, I think, to give back to these things.
I think, you know, I think that a lot of guys are, yeah, already doing that. And the more people who do and show that it's something to strive for, you know, that's really great. So, yeah.
Now, the one thing I did read, my man needs to get a voice-activated GPS on your articles.
That's the first thing
I read on your article. I was like, what's going on, Chris?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He was trying to, you know, talk to all these people who were calling him and saying what a great thing he was doing, while also driving to the school where he had an event, and I'm sitting there in the front seat. And he's also, like, trying to talk to me and navigate. And he's also trying to find, like, this Instagram video of him blowing up, you know, something at his farm in Virginia, because he's totally a goofball also. And that's what's also really great about him. He's just so fun to hang out with. And it was a total riot. We had a good time.
I love it. That's Charlotte Wilder. You can follow her on Twitter at The Wilder Things, and check out definitely her article on Chris Long, spending a day with him. We'll definitely repost it on ours, and you can find it on her Twitter page as well. Charlotte, thanks for taking some time. Enjoy yourself up in Minnesota. You've got a week now to get yourself psyched up for that cold weather.
For sure. Thanks, guys. I'll try to bring my warmest football gear.
Absolutely. Layers. Thanks, Charlotte.
Yes, for sure.
That's Charlotte Wilder. She's joining us on our Rocket Mortgage guest line, brought to you by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. And, yeah, I mean, I think to me, as the way I look at it is that's the ultimate message that I'm trying to take from Colin Kaepernick from this whole situation is, what can I do? I mean, here's a guy that's pretty much his career is over in the service of others and trying to bring up about the injustices. And you got like a guy like Chris Long, who's donating an entire year's salary. You know, it's about $1 million.
Yeah. $1 million this year
to charitable contributions. It almost thinks to myself, shoot, what could I be doing? And I think that's the ultimate message. What could I be doing?
No, 100%. And like I said, remember Chris Long started out, it was the first six games. And then He's like, you know what? I need to do more. The second, you know, then he ended up being the whole season. So, and you look at everything he's done, and he went to the New York meetings when they were talking about social and different things like that. He's done a lot of things that you, I guess probably not that would be expected.
Yeah. I mean, you know, building the wells in Africa. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a great article that Charlotte Wilder put together. We'll definitely put a link on our website and as well as our Twitter page. Let's take a break, wrap up these great 2 hours, tell you what we learned today. It's the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio.